This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
But no, there's a photo out there and a piece of video. And I got this because, you know, I went to high school with a bunch of Knicks fans. Like, I was a Knicks fan. Shh, don't tell anybody. But basically, Tyrese Halliburton double dribbled before he kicks it back out for that two that looked like a three.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Day-Day, you've seen the video. Talk to my man.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And I am a Knicks fan, so.
Y'all really gonna complain about the referee?
Listen, I'm not complaining.
You asked me about the officiating.
They missed the ball.
A 14-point lead. Nine-point lead with 50 seconds left.
When he dribbles inside of, he goes past Bridges.
He did it so quickly, you didn't see it.
And he's up by Robinson, and basically he's got two hands on the ball in the paint. Then he kicks it back out and swivels for the attempt. But he does have two hands on the ball. It's quite clear.
You know what? Now we're looking at this like the Zapruder film, right?
I mean, that's my line, but yes, exactly. But he did.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. They blew this game, and I actually thought the officiating was going to go the opposite way.
Right.
Especially in overtime.
Right. It would go for the Knicks.
But when you're not making shots, I can't give you calls. If you're not going to the basket, I can't give you
Do you think the Knicks were gassed and they couldn't get out to the perimeter at the end?
They looked tired. Did you see the shot by Brunson? It was
right.
An air ball. I mean, I thought he was tired at the end of the overtime. But and I know there are some of you saying, man, these guys are mugging each other out there. Well, there's two ways of that you can look at that. One right. is they let him play, which was the case the entire game, or I'm not going to give you calls that you don't deserve in the sense that the Knicks were not being aggressive. And again, I didn't feel like they were going to the basket like I thought they would, especially right. in the overtime period.
No, I just saw that. Again, I did not even think about it because, again, I was anticipating the Knicks blowing it and thought when that ball hung up over the rim, that went practically over the top of the backboard and down. Unbelievable. And look, hats off. And I'm not doing that sour grapes thing. I'm just saying there's Knicks fans going crazy, going, he freaking picked up the double dribbled. But they're not going to call it, and that's an exciting play, and it's what it is.
Don't worry. Game two, you guys will get plenty of calls.
I say they replay the sequence ahead of game two.
Oh, stop. Yeah,
there's no way the NBA is going to allow. Well, you know, we've seen it before, though. You know, but with an Indiana and an Oklahoma City, oof, that's not going to be good for the ratings.
Oh, that's exciting, Mike. What are you talking about? That's exciting. Yes. Let's hear this play that Mike's mentioning, and then we got to ask you a question because it gets back to our Hawks, guys, as you watch these conference finals. Tyrese Halliburton, game tying, not game winning, which he thought it was. I did, too, in real time, in the moment. I was like, he just won the game. He didn't.
Halliburton, he'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win, and
cold, and he does the choke thing, and everybody's like, man, here we go again, and then they review it, and they got that call right. His toe was on the line, and let's go to the overtime. Here's what he said about the choke gesture. Is he done with this, by the way? Is he going to bring this back out?
Well, he's talked about it, and it's kind of funny because he's basically saying it was premature choke, but he'll have to maybe go back to the well. He doesn't want to overdo it. But I thought that we got that soundbite because that's gold, man, with Tyrese Halliburton talking about it.
I wasn't, like, plotting on it or, like, plotting anything. I just – everybody wanted me to do it, like, last year at some different point. But it's just gotta feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Because if you lose a series, then it's just not the same. And also, how many times are you going to be in this moment where you have a shot that hits the backboard or hits the brim and goes up 80 feet in the air like it did? Like, to Mike's point, you could have done that in slow-mo and you wouldn't have believed that that happened. So I don't know if he'll be back in a moment like that. But in that particular moment, Mike, it was brilliant. And I you know, right. Again, I was all over it. And I said this earlier for those who missed it. The NBA needs characters. We root for these guys, whether we like them or not. And a lot of people right now are not liking Tyrese Halliburton, not because he's a bad guy, but when right. you do those things, Mike, you have a fan base like the Knicks fan base that immediately turns on you, even if you're a nice guy, because they're like, oh, I hate this guy. They've hated Reggie Miller for 30 years. They now hate Tyrese Halliburton.
Right. Yeah, Reggie Miller did it on May 7th, by the way, the 8 points in 9 seconds and right in front of Spike Lee in the choke thing. I love him saying that. He goes, yeah, man, I really anticipate doing that. I didn't really expect the Knicks to choke like that. That would have been funny. You know, had I anticipated the Knicks choking like that, then it was a three-pointer. But, yeah, he is a good dude. And we heard played some Charles Barkley from last night on TNT saying, yeah, man, let's end this season or postseason-long ban on Tyrese Halliburton's dad from being there at Gainbridge Arena in Indianapolis. Let the man enjoy his son. Now just don't get on the court there, Dad, and don't show your ass like he did against Giannis.
All right, so you see these teams. Knicks, are they ahead of schedule? Maybe. They did make significant moves to improve. And, you know, they.
Well, the Randall for a cat trade's the big one. That's so kind of like, wow.
Even when they let DiVincenzo go, everybody was like, oh, that's a mistake. But they're here. Indiana was here last year. This shouldn't be a surprise.
They got swept by the Celtics, so they got outclassed last year.
Last year they did, but they were ahead of schedule. I don't think they are now. I think this is what they know what to expect. Ant-Man was here last year, Mike. Mavs beat them in the Western Conference Finals. Like, these are teams that you look at and you go, how are they constructed and how well is our team constructed? And this is the point I'm getting to. Anse Sala is now the general manager, acting general manager. We're looking for a new president of basketball operations. We don't know when that's going to happen with the Hawks. But Alex Anthopoulos has been the most successful general manager in this city, period. His moves, the things he's done, the acquisitions, not everything has been correct, but 95% of it has. And when you look at how Alex Anthopoulos operates, you go, can the Hawks learn something from him and how he does it, Mike, and what he how he goes about acquiring players? Because my point is this. If you just feel like we go get the most expensive guy and that's going to be the difference in the Hawks, that's not how these teams were built. That's not how the Pacers were built. It's certainly not how the T-Wolves were built. And so when you look at the construction of these teams, the Knicks were good, and then they said, how can we get better? And Mike mentioned, okay, let's go get Cat. Now they find themselves back in the conference finals. I just think the Hawks have to figure out that part of this thing.
Yeah, and one thing you could learn from Alex deals with his own salary cap because the Braves now, it's Braves, you know, it's their own thing. But who can I blame? Terry McGurk and the guys the primary shareholders of the Braves, they just sort of have a salary level that lets him get into around, right now, 8-7. But there's a huge jump to get up to 5. It's almost like $100 million to get in that top 5. I'm not saying spend like the Dodgers, the Mets. That's asinine and insane. But he works with a cap. That's my point. And technically, anybody who's trying to buy players for the Hawks works for a freaking cap because the owner won't get into any form of the luxury aping, which Steve Koonin makes excuses every time he comes on the show about. Sorry, Steve. Fans are getting sick of it. So you've got to, if it requires $41 million or $42 million to get the players in here, I just felt Ressler's going to have to do something. And how does whoever comes in to work and be in the guy in that seat with Ansah picking these players, how do you get this team better when you really can't go get spend all the money you need to? You know, that's to me, that's no other way out of this rut. Either you blow the thing up and we wait 4 years to get back, or you got to spend a way to get out of it. Get him an all-star. Trey's never played with an all-star, you know? So that's just my two cents. Where it involves the money.
Yeah, look, Indiana, name their superstar. Pascal Siakam is a very good player. Right. He's not a superstar in this
league. But he's a guy, imagine him here, but that's a kind of better-than-average player with their star, obviously, who's Halliburton, who didn't want to come here and would have been arguably a big difference maker for us had we stayed healthy this year. That's a hell of a piece.
I don't disagree. What about Minnesota? opposite Ant-Man, like who would you go, I need him on my team right now?
I mean, Julius Randle would be cool here if he could coexist with Trey.
But here's the thing. Randle's been in the league and everybody thought he was a bust. He finally ends up in a place where he's excelling.
Because he's the beta, not the alpha.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is spending the money, yes. But you still have to get the guys that are the supporting cast around the right stars. And if Trey is going to be here, and I say a big F because I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen there. You've got to go get the right guys around him. Minnesota's done that. Indiana's done that. The Knicks did it around Brunson, Mike. They went and got his homeboys from college and said, hey, we're going to add some more pieces. Those guys play well together, and it's worked. A lot of people didn't think it would at the NBA level. They just didn't go trade for the most expensive free agent.
Miles Turner's a guy I'd be interested in because I want size in the front court. You know, Naz Reid. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Naz Reid has an option. Is it a Miles Turner or Naz Reid has a player option to stay at the team he's with? But, you know, you're seeing Naz right now with Minnesota, speaking of which, in the Western Conference Finals. That's just something I just love to find a little front court size. And then we can have 00. Okongwu can kind of play the four, you know, and then we've got a strong rotation there. I think that's solid.
Yeah. The team that's closest to the Braves is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Built from the draft.
Right.
Guys already in the system. They come up. They grow together, and now they're at a place where they're competing for a championship. Mm-hmm. That was Acuna and Ozzy and Riley and all of our
supplement
guys.
Supplement it with the veterans, et cetera.
Absolutely. It's the closest thing. All I'm saying is Alex has had that success where no other general manager has, and I don't know if the Hawks are going
to. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
To do that, Mike, if they don't go about this the right way. 404-726-0929. Naz Reid spent his rookie year in the G League. Just saying. So did Jalen, half a year.
Right.
You just never know where these guys come from. They're not superstars.
But do you feel size is the number one thing for us?
Yeah, we got to have some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.